today. I can just keep rolling.
We want to pray for the family of Marva Davis, who went to her final resting place this week. And of course, early in the program, you were talking about those who've lost their mom or their mate right here, you know, Mother's Day. And so this will be her family's first Mother's Day without her. And then we want to pray for Dava and Brad Spitzer. Dava is suffering from Alzheimer's, and Brad and Dava had so many beautiful times as a team on the golf course, and that has come to an end.
Dava.
Brad Spitzer and Dava, you know, ran the Sayre paper, the Beckham County record for many, many years. And as he wrote in a beautiful piece on Facebook, he said, you know, we seldom ever had a spat at work over work. But sometimes on the golf course, it would get a little bitey once in a while, or a little, we'd have to gig each other a little bit. But I know it's got to be a really hard, hard time because they just love that so much. And then we want to pray for all the people who were hit with the tornadoes this week in Seminole and in that area. Yeah. They said last night that tornado was on the ground. No, but it hit Monday and it hit Wednesday. So they got hit twice this week.
Wow. I knew about Monday, but I haven't watched news. So.
Yeah. It hit again Wednesday, and they said that tornado was on the ground for 31 miles. And some of the pictures that they had was debris, you know, up in the air, several thousand feet, 20,000 feet in the air. So anyway, we want to remember them as they're rebuilding and collecting their lives back together.
Wow. That's one of the scariest memories of my childhood was the Oklahoma tornadoes. And my mother was a part of a system that in our little town that we lived in, that when a tornado, we didn't have all the Doppler stuff, you know, and all that stuff then. And when a tornado was coming, well, they were to call so many people, and so many people were supposed to call so many people. Mm-hmm. And my mother was standing on the front porch with a blanket around me crying because my mama wouldn't come on. She was trying to get people to wake up. It was in the middle of the night. And she was calling those, and I was like, come on, Mama, we got to go to the cellar, come on. I was standing there bawling because she won't come on. But, so I know a little bit about this fright from a tornado. But anyway, Marva Davis. Father, we just pray for Marva Davis.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We just pray for her family. Lord, we know it's a first for them to be without her on this holiday that's coming up. And we just ask for the comfort of this family, for her kids, for her relatives, for her loved ones, Lord, that you will comfort them, be with them, and walk with them through this loss and all of the recovery, in a way, from this, Lord, as they get grieve and go through the grieving process, Father. I pray, Lord, for Dava and Brad
Spitzer,
for David's
Spitzer's
family and her husband, Brad, that Lord, just for grace and for strength for him, Lord, for he's going to go through many things, Lord, that you will just strengthen him and help him and encourage him. I also pray for Les, God, that you will strengthen and encourage him, Lord, and help him through this time, Lord. We just pray, Lord Jesus, for all the people who were devastated with this storm. We just pray for all the Shawnee area and everyone that was hit in any way, God. If there were loss of life, I don't know if there was, but I just ask you, God, to be with those families. And God, help them to recover. May everyone's thoughts go to you. May they turn to you in this hour of need, God. And may you show yourself strong, Lord, in people's lives. And move in people's lives and somehow help people, Lord, to come to the cross because of this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to remind you, and by the way, in Seminole, they said there were no fatalities.
Oh,
as
okay.
amazing Good. As that is, because that town was ripped apart.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is absolutely amazing.
Wow.
God is good.
I have a friend that lives there. I need to call.
Yeah. Saturday night on May 14th, there's going to be a gospel music jamboree at the Radon First Baptist Church. Now, this is a Falls Creek fundraiser. They have several kids that want to go to Falls Creek this summer, and so they're just raising a little money for them in a creative way. So they're asking you to bring your musical talents and sing for a good cause.
Fun would that be?
Yeah, it would be. This will be donation only, and it will be from 5 in the evening until 7 in the evening, or until the music stops.
Yeah, until everybody gets through singing.
That's right. You can contact Tanya Thompson to sign up, and her number is 580 497-6979. And this will be a donation-only fundraiser. Also, we want to thank Prophetic Voice Ministries, 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. They have services at 9:30. Well, Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday, church at 11, church again at 6, a prayer meeting on Tuesday at 7, and then Bible study on Thursday at 7. And then the Refuge Church, our sweet sister, Pastor Tammy Bailey, is the pastor there. That is located 3 miles west of downtown Sayre, Oklahoma, where the traffic light is on Highway 152. They have Sunday school at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study is at 7, and youth is at 7 on Wednesday. If you'd like more information, you can call Pastor Powerhouse Tammy at 729-0956. And if you go looking for that church, and think you can't find it, it's inside a barn there. So just look at your speedometer, go that 3 miles, and then look to your east, I believe, and I think it's on the east side of the road. So check that out. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors. Barbara Dyson is our Facebook sponsor today.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grant's Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an